God told Moses, "You cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live." He hardly needed reminding, for ever since the fall, the instinct of every person is to hide from God. Adam started it by hiding in the Garden of Eden, excusing himself as being naked. He knew better than to face God as a sinful human being. And ever since, man has known better than to approach God. Yet, God does not let himself escape from sinful man. God continues to reach out and approach sinful people. God spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, feasting and drinking with him on the mountaintop. God wrestled with Jacob at Peniel near the ford of the Jabbok. And in our reading today, God appears to Manoah and his wife. The main person in our story today is the one who is variously called the man of God, the angel of God, and the angel of the Lord, or the angel of Yahweh, for it is the covenant name of God that is used here. Our interest is in the angel of Yahweh, for the angel of Yahweh is not merely an angel. Manoah's wife noted how awesome his appearance was. But it is not just an awesome appearance that tells us who the angel of Yahweh is. He himself said, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" The name that is the most wonderful name in the world, the name that is above all names, is not the name of a mere mortal, or a mere angel, for that matter. Besides referring to his wonderful name, the angel of Yahweh did what no one but God could do. He went up in the flame of the altar, the flame from the grain offering offered to Yahweh, an offering intended for and suitable only for God. No mere mortal, no mere angel could appropriate those flames for himself. Manoah read all the signs properly. He said to his wife, "We shall surely die, for we have seen God." Indeed, they had come face to face with God, but they did not die. God was there, but he was hidden under the form of a mere messenger, for messenger is what angel means. But even hidden behind the form of a messenger, God's glory was evident. His appearance was like the appearance of the angel of God. "Very awesome," said Manoah's wife. God still loves his creation, the work of his hands, even though it is corrupted and fouled by sin. But he knows that no sinful man can face him directly. God's holiness would destroy any unholiness in that which faced him. And since the Bible continually reveals how unholy and unrighteous we are, utterly corrupt without any redeeming value, social or otherwise, we wouldn't survive the gaze of God. Yet, God wants his creation to know him and continues to reveal himself to them. The second person of the Trinity, the pre-incarnate Christ, came to Manoah and his wife in their need. He came hidden behind the form of a messenger to promise them a son who would save Israel from the hands of the Philistines. The promised savior was Samson, and you know the rest of the story. Samson ultimately failed to do everything he was expected to do. We must admit that even the words of the angel of Yahweh imply that Samson wouldn't finish his task. "He shall begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines." Samson, as any other person born naturally of flesh and blood, was a sinner. And no sinful person can finally save himself or herself from the Philistines or from sin, death, and the devil. However, God knows this very well. He did not cut himself off from the people of Israel, but continued to come to them hidden behind various forms, to comfort them, to reassure them, and to save them. He sent the children of Israel spirit-filled leaders, prophets, priests, and kings. Each of them was able for a time to lead, encourage, and deliver Israel. But none of them did this once for all, perfectly doing their job. God himself ultimately came, making himself nothing, hidden behind the form of a servant. God himself was born with flesh and blood, and he humbled himself by dying on the cross. God came in the form of a servant, this time not to promise the birth of a savior, but himself to be the savior of his people, rescuing them from perils much worse than the Philistines, the perils of sin, death, and the devil. God himself achieved what only he could accomplish, the complete, utter, and final defeat of sin, death, and the devil. We shall surely die, for we have seen God. Such would be the case if we saw God in his unveiled glory. But we have seen God in the veiled flesh and blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. We have seen God hidden, yet revealed in the water of baptism, hidden, yet revealed in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. We have seen the God who comes to his people, even when they are scared of seeing him. We have seen God in the form of a servant dying pitifully on the cross in order to be our Savior. We have seen God, Jesus Christ, and we shall surely live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.